This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Preparations accelerated for Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue forum on climate change. Heads of state, climate experts and key figures to be invited for discussions. Nepal and India signed Memorandum of Understanding on Development of Water, Sanitation and Hygiene. President Ramchandra Paudel highlights moral values, righteousness and yoga are the backbone of a civilized society. And U.S. President Donald Trump pauses military aid to Ukraine after clash with Ukrainian president. Now, the news in detail. Preparations for Sagarmatha Sambad have been accelerated. The multi-stakeholder dialogue forum is being organized in Nepal under the theme of climate change, mountains and the future of humanity. The Sagarmatha Sambad is scheduled from 16th to 18th of May with an objective of highlighting the problems facing mountainous and coastal countries due to climate change. The first meeting of the management committee formed for the preparation of Sambad on Sunday decided to invite the head of the nation and the government of mountainous and coastal countries, experts working in the climate research sector and influential figures. The committee, formed under the coordination of Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deoba, has prepared the format for the agreement for the arrangement of the infrastructure and programs for Sagarmatha Sambad. The committee also decided to form an expert committee comprising 16 experts of different sectors as well as publicity and coordination committee under the coordination of the Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Through the dialogue, Nepal will advocate for compensation for the losses it faces due to the climate crisis and for payment of its environmental services. The governments of Nepal and India have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the Development of Water, Sanitation and Hygiene. At a special program organized in New Delhi yesterday, Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav and Minister of Jal Shakti of India C.R. Patil signed the MOU to expand cooperation in the areas of drinking water, sanitation and waste management. The MOU aims to promoting friendly cooperation between India and Nepal and strengthening intergovernmental cooperation in the sanitation sector. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari has pledged to take legal action against anyone involved in wrongdoing within cooperatives. Addressing a program in Kabri Polansok district yesterday, Minister Adhikari acknowledged the growing perception that all cooperatives are the same due to the recent exposure of fraud in some cooperatives. He assured that cooperative loans would be recovered through legal means under any circumstances and that the savings of depositors would be refunded. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deoba has assured that justice will be ensured to Prakriti Lamsal, a Nepali student who died at KIIT University in Odisha, India. Minister Dr. Rana, along with Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, gave the assurance during a meeting with Prakriti's parents and relatives in Bhairava yesterday. On the occasion, the foreign minister shared that diplomatic initiatives are being taken since the beginning to find out the truth behind the incident and ensure strict action against the culprits as per the law. Minister Dr. Rana informed Prakriti's parents that concerned authorities in India have been requested to investigate the incident to find out the truth and ensure action against those found guilty, along with security for Nepali students studying in the KIIT University. Prakriti, who was studying at the KIIT University, died under mysterious circumstances on February 16. The Lumbini Buddhist University has announced that it will establish a study center in California, USA. University Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Subarnalal Bhattacharya shared the study center is going to be established there in order to run master's level and short-term educational courses under the Faculty of Buddhist Studies. At a program organized to present a certificate to students arrived at Lumbini from California to study short-term Buddhist education, Vice Chancellor Bhattacharya shared that a process for the admission of students would begin within a few weeks. The university has collaborated with Enlightened International Zen Meditation Center for running such an educational program in California. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो, अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ? अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। President Ramchandra Podil acknowledged the importance of moral values, righteousness and yoga as the backbone of a civilized society. Addressing an award distribution ceremony in Kathmandu yesterday, President Podil reiterated that those qualities were essential for building a stable, prosperous and equitable society. Emphasizing the importance of a deep connection between human and nature, the head of the state claimed that a positive transformation could be brought in society through yoga education, healthy lifestyle and humanitarian services. The Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs, FNNTE, an umbrella body of transport entrepreneurs, has demanded the removal of the monetary policy provision for the purchase of electric vehicles and diesel-powered vehicles. Issuing a press release, FNNTE General Secretary Deknath Gautam claimed that the government has given high priority to the use of electric vehicles, but the provision on the purchase of the same vehicle made in the monetary policy has affected the entrepreneurs. Nepal Rashtra Bank, in its half-yearly review of its monetary policy, has reduced the loan-price ratio to 60% from 80% for the purchase of electric vehicles. The FNNTE has demanded to increase the loan-price ratio to 80% for the purchase of electric vehicles and diesel vehicles. Now, a sports news update. Machindra Football Club has won the KP Ole Cup Men's Football Championship for a record third time to register a hat-trick of wins in the club-wise tournament. In the final match of the tournament held at Dasarath Stadium in Tripureswar yesterday, Machindra defeated Tribhuvan Army Club 2-0 to make it 3 in a row. With the win, Machindra won the Gold Cup along with 1.5 million rupees in cash, while the runner-up Tribhuvan Army Club walked home with the runners-up cup and cash prize of 500,000 rupees. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had reached the Dasarath Stadium along with his spouse Radhika Sakya towards the final match. World Cup winner and former captain and goalkeeper of the Italian national football team, Gianluigi Buffon, was present as the chief guest. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a pause to all military aid to Ukraine. The White House confirmed to CBS News on Monday that the U.S. is pausing all current military aid to Ukraine until Trump determines the country's leaders demonstrate a good-faith commitment to peace. It's the latest fallout days after a contentious meeting between Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House that erupted into an open dispute in front of TV cameras. According to a senior Defense Department official, all U.S. military equipment not currently in Ukraine would be paused, including weapons in transit on aircraft and ships or waiting in transit areas in Poland. The U.S. has been a major supplier of weapons for Ukraine since Russia launched a full-scale invasion 3 years ago. Trump is pushing for a quick deal to end the war triggered by Russia's invasion. But when Zelensky pushed in an Oval Office meeting last week for security guarantees to ensure Russia doesn't violate any agreement, Trump angrily told him to come back when he's ready for peace. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the partial influence of the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Sudarpashchim province, along with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 7 to 9 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Preparations accelerated for Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue forum on climate change. Heads of state, climate experts and key figures to be invited for discussions. Nepal and India signed Memorandum of Understanding on Development of Water, Sanitation and Hygiene. President Ramchandra Paudel highlights moral values, virtuousness and yoga are the backbone of civilized society. And U.S. President Donald Trump pauses military aid to Ukraine after clash with Ukrainian president. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.